Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
If you don't hear a fiddle or a steel guitar, a hillbilly singing about a honky-tonk bar.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Tiffany Steiner from MBI Energy Services and Christy Baumgartner from Wyoming Casing about API's 20th annual Gumbo Cook-Off. What your guys' role is with this particular event?
Yes, both of us are part of the API Gumbo Committee, and we help put on, this year it'll be the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. It's going to take place on Saturday, February 18th. The event will be at the Motel 6. It's a great time. Admission will be $10. It's open to the public. We have about 18 teams that come together to cook some of the best gumbo you can find in North Dakota.
Say, where is the Motel 6 at in Dickinson? Just, you know, kind of a ballpark area where you know, I'm familiar, most people are familiar with coming off the interstate, and then there's that main Highway 22 exit. So is it pretty easy to find, say, if you're traveling from Bismarck or from, you know, Sydney, Montana or something like that to come to this, the Motel 6?
Yeah, it's actually right across from McDonald's, which is probably the easiest. So if you're heading west, you come off the interstate, you're going to head south and you'll see McDonald's, and we're right across the street. If you're from these parts, or if you've been in this area for many years, it used to be called Motel, or Quality Inn and Suites. Yep.
I'm sorry, what was that second one?
It used to be called Red Coach Inn as well. We were around here for many years. Most people refer to it as that as well.
Okay, good. We've got a couple generations of buzzwords then, so people know where the Motel 6 is. And that's where it's happening, Saturday, February 18th. And what times is it starting? And I'm sure there are different times in terms of when people can come and start cooking their preparation. I mean, gumbo can be an all-day cooking type of an event.
It is all day. That's kind of the fun part, is the teams actually have to cook the gumbo on site. So the teams actually start cooking the gumbo at 11 a.m. And then there's an appetizer contest as well for the teams that are cooking. And then it's open to the public at 6:30. So the teams have to cook the roux, cook everything on site, and then at 6:30 it's open to the public. So they come on in, and then they taste everybody's wares, and then there's a voting. So there's a judge's choice and then a public choice.
You mentioned appetizers. Is that going to be part of the competition too, or is that just primarily for, you know, people to enjoy in addition to the gumbo, kind of a more of a sampling, more, you know, more of a reason to bring people in case gumbo might not be at the top of somebody's palate list, but they want to support this. Is the appetizers involved with the contest, or is it more just to satisfy the people's palates?
It's kind of an internal competition, so all of the teams throughout the day, they have to cook gumbo, and then just to kind of liven up the competition, the teams throw together two or three appetizers just to kind of egg on the competition as well. So then it's kind of a side competition, if you will, just another fire burning so that we can kind of egg it on as well. It's kind of a good way to get to know other companies that are in it. It's kind of a friendly competition between everyone.
How has the event been in the past? I know that it's the 20th annual, so you've got a little bit to go off of here. What kind of attendance do you expect? And then, you know, live entertainment, is that something that's going to be offered again this year? You might have mentioned it earlier, but I'm trying to, you know, race down my notes quick, so I think I may have missed it. But are you guys going to be having live entertainment and just kind of the ambiance of it?
Absolutely. We have the Thunder Road Band that's going to be playing. The entertainment will start at 8:30. Again, it's going to be open to the public, but after 8:30 when the band starts, only 21 and over will be allowed to stay, because there is bar sales that will be in the event. We do have quite a big attendance that do show up. Last year, I think we had around 1,000 people that came through. So we do have quite a big attendance for the event. We also do host a 50-50 throughout the day. It's $10 a ticket, and I know last year the winner won over, was it around $1,000? I think it was $1,250. So $10 to get in and possibly go home with $1,250.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tiffany Steiner and Christy Baumgartner about the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
If instead of using English, you use foreign words, win a competition that you didn't deserve. Some fur coat wearing wannabes producing your stuff, and brother, you ain't country enough. If you can't move to it, groove to it, up and slam some boots to it, party to it all night long.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Yeah, if your feet ain't jumping once a band starts rocking, brother, it ain't country, no.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Write a new song. That's my life. Well, that's my life. Yes, y'all, and I love it. Well, that's my life. There ain't nothing else in the world above it.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. To find out more about Blind Joe and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe.
And a little room in the back for me and my old guitar. I gotta stop and fuel up every 500 miles. Give a picture to the waitress, eat a late breakfast, country style. Cause that's my life, yes, y'all, and I love it. That's my life, there ain't nothing else in the world above it. And I see people all alone, picking their guitars, playing their songs. I tell them, forget it. You can't fake it, you're gonna make it, you gotta live it.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
If you're gonna make it, you gotta live it. Yeah, brother, you can't fake it. If you're gonna make it, you gotta live it.